Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, was that? Oh, I tried to start the
harmony. Singing.
The harmony.
Oh, good.
See,
who's got the lowest voice?
Probably me.
Probably Chris.
Probably me.
All right, then you just go above that. Me.
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 Oh, my God.
What chord was that?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Don't ask me these questions on the radio, Christopher. Stacy Moody.
Jordan Silver.
Dear Buzz family.
God.
Stacy Moody. How you feeling today? How you feeling right now, girl?
Right now, I'm about a 71 and a half.
You sound like you've smoked about two packs of cigarettes last night.
I smoked none.
Okay, good.
No cigarettes last night. I didn't get that drunk.
Can you
hungover?
I don't know. I think I'm still drunk. Like,
okay, that's, yeah, I was going to ask you came on air if you were.
I got less than an hour of sleep.
Ooh.
And yeah.
How was trivia night?
Trivia night was so good.
Good.
It was so good. We packed the house. My friends actually won. Won trivia and won the raffle, which was.
Oh, that sounds a little.
Yeah, you were in charge of that, right?
I promise I didn't rig it.
Were you involved in any of that, of the gift giving?
Other than just handing it over, no.
Okay, all right. Wow. Suspicious.
I know.
She had the questions beforehand. Did you make copies of them?
Yeah.
What was the hardest question?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, we're asking somebody that's still drunk what the hardest question was from trivia last night.
All of them.
I might as well ask you to do brain surgery.
They were asking about presidents during a certain period.
I would be great at that.
Chris, I think you would have been great through the whole thing. It was a lot of like, I couldn't even pronounce half the words that they were saying. I don't know. It was, I'm glad I wasn't playing.
Can I have a little bit of your blood?
I just want to like drink?
No, I just want to, I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm sure Chris could figure it out though. Test your blood alcohol now so we can
am
know.
Am I that bad?
No, 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 you're not. You're actually really good. I'm impressed. Well, but that worries me that then you're always drunk if you're this good.
Are you always drunk when you come on air?
I'm not usually, no. Maybe I should try it. We should do an experiment.
Let's see how this goes before we start testing that theory.
We had a meeting yesterday with Laszlo and he let us know that when speaking about someone, you can say asshole on the radio.
Like, Jordan is an asshole.
Yes.
I can say that.
Don't say it the other way, which actually he had to explain what the other way was. I was like, what's the other way of using?
Can you say, can you explain but using butthole?
No.
Oh.
Just avoid that.
Just avoid the whole thing.
I didn't know. That is.
Because that was our line.
That was our line.
We're like,
I got a heavy look the one time I said.
I know.
Because they both went,
yeah. Because I sit there and I'm like, do I hit this button or do I lose my job? Which one? You know, it's a very important thing. But I guess asshole when you're talking about a person is fine.
Oh, such good news.
Last I was like, you know, your show is rated R, right? And I'm like, he thinks I'm a goody two shoes and stuff. It's just.
Well, you do say B, which is
right.
Like,
he's so mad when I do that. He's like, just say bitch. Just say bitch. But then, like, this is why I love our dynamic, because, you know, you've got you who.
Okay, thank you.
So, Lord help you. Let's, this is gonna. Working on, been in the radio here now for 5 years. This is something that I've learned not to do, and it's really weird. But, Stacey, you're an asshole.
Sometimes.
That's, whoa, that was weird to do.
I know.
I know, I'm just used to calling her a bitch. Like,
oh, my God.
Wait, this isn't always.
I like this. This is fun. Let's do this a lot.
She's drunk, so she's not going to remember this when she wakes up from her
nap.
That's
why I'm doing it now.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I hope I can take a nap today.
My heart is still racing from just saying that on the radio.
Yeah, mine too.
That did not phase me one bit.
I know. We know.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Turn. Oh, God. Was it dirty?
Yeah, a little
What's
bit.
What's making her face?
A little bit.
Very, not... very dirty.
Is it part of the new things that we can say yeah. on our rated R radio show?
Well, it's you no. can't say it.
No.
Okay.
Today. Anyway, special. What were you asking me, Jordan? I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Yesterday, you came in here totally packing, man.
Oh, yeah, I had Wait, some who? Meds with me, and I probably shouldn't. Oh, I was packing that too, Stacey. So don't worry.
What did I miss?
Everything that I caught.
I feel like I, yeah, I'll just talk about it. I don't care. They're not going to fire me. I accidentally left my kids' medications in my backpack from the field trip,
yeah.
and then I brought them here with me.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's nothing they needed. Like, their inhaler. So I
yeah,
got
that was a real bummer, by the way. You're like, I've got these kids' medication. I was like, pull them out!
Let's see what you got. Yeah, it's going to be a party.
Yeah, who's got the Xanax?
Yeah, no, it was
just inhalers.
Inhalers and allergy stuff.
I mean, I guess you could take it to the dome and
Question.
Hope it.
If you don't have asthma and take an inhaler, does it help you breathe more?
I have an inhaler. I'll bring it in and we can try it for you. Okay.
Wow. I'm sure people that are listening right now, nurses and medical professionals, are having a moment that you just like, oh, it's fine. We'll just see what happens, Chris.
He just wants to breathe.
I've been splat in the face with things I can't say on air and bodily feces and like... I've had like formaldehyde fumes in my nose and burn my mucous membranes.
Remember that so we got him from nothing. A funeral home, okay? Yeah. Just in case you're
this
tuning
his,
in.
This is his Friday night.
Friday. Yeah. It wasn't Friday night.
It really was.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
So you just want to try it? Just see if you like it?
Just see if it helps me breathe. I've got a pretty good lung capacity as it is.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I just want to see how it helps it.
My parents smoked in the house. In the car.
Oh.
I'm like the girl from A Fault in Our Stars. I'm serious.
Just, are you Nell?
Are you Nell from the movie Nell?
I thought it was something Grace. Hazel Grace.
Hazel Grace.
Obviously, you guys have it. Yeah, see.
And she's dating, oh God, what's his name? Ansel. I know his name's Ansel.
Elgort.
Elgort.
See, look, I can, I pay attention to what the
I lost
kids
track.
Are
what are we talking about?
It's a Gen Z thing.
Okay.
Oh, that movie.
It's the one where it says okay. It says okay.
Oh. Does it really?
That's the front of the book, isn't it?
Oh. Hmm.
Oh, way to keep up with the times, Jordan.
I read the book. I know how it went. I made the great joke about the fact that I have bad lungs and I need to be on an oxygen tank, and nobody got it. Hopefully people in the car did.
I was on a Greyhound bus once, and the girl next to me was reading A Fault of Your Stars or something.
The Fault in Our Stars.
The last time I was on an airplane, the girl next to me was reading at 50 Shades of Grey.
Please tell me she was an old lady.
Nope. She was like 6.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Oh, I can't hear.
You have to turn it up. Uh-huh. And then when we go off air, you turn it back down so that it's not blaring the music.
Wow, you guys just really need to. No, we can't say that word on the radio. Okay, excuse me. And get it over with. Okay. Because Chris and I don't have that kind of
tension.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's because I'm super gay. Super gay.
Super gay.
Anyway, Jordan, what's up?
Are okay. those government forms in your
they
hands?
They are government forms!
Whoa.
I hate government forms.
Besides
the fact that they look good, I hate them.
They do look nice, but they couldn't even, the state of Missouri, couldn't even get all the drop boxes right with filling this out. On their website. There's still some places where I'm just clicking G and it won't go over to the appropriate box. I have been, everybody that I know that has moved here from another state has waited till the absolute last moment humanly possible to do this grueling process. I just want you to know that this is in all the places that I've lived. This is the hardest, most ridiculous paperwork I have ever filled out for this.
It takes the cake. How many pages is that?
I mean, it's two, but... And the second page is all instructions, but it doesn't even make sense.
My brother had the same issue. Missouri is one of the worst.
I mean, worst ever. I don't understand. We're going to go
over
this.
Worst.
This is so much, and I have to do this by August 10th or...
You'll die.
Basically. We'll talk about it right after this.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
I should know the answer to this, Dustin. I should know the answer to this, but I realized that after I ran out of time off air to ask you, now I have to ask it on air, which makes me feel dumb. Do you live in Kansas or Missouri?
Missouri.
Okay. Have you always lived in Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Same with you, Stacey?
No, I've lived in Kansas.
So, and you, Chris, came from Iowa.
Yes.
So at some point in your life, you had to transfer.
Yes.
And register your car.
Yep.
In the state of Missouri.
It's brutal.
This process, you guys, is unbelievable.
Mm.
Do you remember anything from it?
I didn't live in Kansas.
Okay. Do you remember anything from it, Chris?
Oh, my brother recently had to deal with this a couple years ago. He leased a car from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and tried to get it down here. And the process, I think, literally took like 6 months.
Oh yes. Yes. No, it really is. The questions, they're asking the number of horsepower. They need to know the horsepower so that they can tax you on the horsepower.
What?
Mm-hmm. They can tax you on the horsepower.
How many ponies are in that baby?
Yeah. I'm like four. It's a Mini Cooper.
It's a ponies go-kart.
Yeah, basically half. Half of one horse.
Oh, it's a lawnmower motor.
I still think that's the funniest way to describe anything energy-wise. How many horsepower is this?
My Volvo's you get that in your head? Got 114 horsepower.
Damn.
That's a lot of ponies.
It's a lot.
I looked mine up. It's 18.
Nice. Really,
that's a number.
18.
That's a number. They need...
Do you need your mother's maiden name?
You need that?
No, you're kidding. Okay, that was a joke.
No, that was a joke. No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Probably for some login, but yes. You have to go to the city and get a piece of paper, a certified piece of paper that says that you don't owe any taxes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the PPT thing. That's another PowerPoint thing you've got to deal with every time.
Yes. Every single time you want to register your card anew. And please, God, don't let me get you started. Don't get me started.
Nope.
Well, I'm going to. With the fact that I owe, I think, about like $5,000 left on my car.
Okay.
So the title is in California.
Oh, God. Missouri requires that they have it.
I know. Do you know what that process is like?
It's going to be a bitch.
I know. I'm like going to fly over there and just to California and be like, can I please have this piece of paper? Or honestly, I'm like, I'm going to go work on a street corner to get $5,000 just so I can pay it off because.
Yeah, that's probably going to be your better solution.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'd rather not eat for 2-3 months?
Have you printed off the paper from the government of Missouri where it says, hey, state of this, I need my title back. And I know your law requires that you keep it, but my law says I need it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So they're just going to be like, oh, well, I guess, how do they know when to follow that Missouri law or their California law?
Like a lot of work.
It is.
It is unbelievable. You have to get like 4 different kinds of inspections. You then have to get taxed off of the
like you have to be inspected, or the car has to be inspected.
All of it
is that one of
that
the inspections?
That is changing though.
What?
Missouri, I believe they're changing it to if a car is less than 10 years, you no longer have to get it inspected.
Okay,
but it's not in effect yet.
Yeah, there's emissions, and then vehicle inspection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
And then
you have to pay a certain percent of tax off of the original.
Oh, yeah.
Every single year.
Yeah. Once you pay that off, you're going to have to pay that personal property tax again every single year.
Yeah.
Welcome to Missouri.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Not great.
All right.
Over here.
I'll take tornadoes.
Ugh.
I will take ice storms.
Mm-hmm.
The great
floods of the Nile.
You guys, I have to do this.
The heat of the Sahara.
You'd like
damn it, this is too far.
I have until August 10th. I love how we're having two totally different conversations.
Yeah, sorry.
One was focused.
August 10th?
August 10th.
That's like less than a month away.
Yeah, you've got a couple days.
How long have you needed to do this?
Probably since you moved here.
September of last year. Well, it's legal. I mean, I have until August 10th because I had just paid my California registration and... right before I moved here, like August, a month before. And I was like, that was expensive. I am going to drive this until I can drive it into the ground. And I
you could have got a refund.
Could you imagine the paperwork with that? I don't even want to fill this out. This is something that I feel. I'm after the show today, I'm going to go to a DMV and make sure, wait in line for 40 hours and make sure that this paperwork is filled out correctly. Because if you get one little thing wrong on this, that needs to be then sent to the people that own my car, the lien holders, for them to then send all of that crap here to Missouri so that then I can go in with all the other paperwork. just register my car. Oh my God, what do I do, you guys? I think I'm going
to... I guess you're just going to have to set the thing on fire and start over.
Can I really burn here?
Buy a new one.
Just trade it in and you have can burn here. Deal with it.
You can burn here.
Seriously, that may be the best option. Bird
here. I might even walk. Like, that's better than this process.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
I'll keep you updated. I love you.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Chris, today's going to be your second day of being in charge of the news.
I love it, except that I got to get up earlier now.
Oh,
but it's all right.
But you're so good at it.
Oh, thank you.
You know what to pick. You know
absolutely. I'm like, oh, this is Dustin. This is Stacey. This is Jordan. This is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's like Christmas every day when we get in here now.
I love coming up with the titles for y'all to kind of your little teaser things.
Stacey's just been laughing and crying over there about her story. Can you give us a little tease of what it could possibly be?
Well, the title on Trello just says meth spray.
Meth spray.
Yeah.
That's good.
And something that we all love and joy is now going to be able to get even more accurate in tracking.
Interesting.
Yeah. We're going to be able to now criticize our low-paid employees even more.
Oh.
Sweet.
Stacey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like you were going to say something rude there, so I just got ready. No?
Not always.
All right. We're moving the news up. 7:05 today.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, our newsman, take it away.
Yes, dangerous heat and humidity today. An excessive heat warning begins at 1 p.m., lasting through 8 p.m. Saturday. Heat will rise up to 110 degrees during the afternoons.
Disgusting!
Yeah, so drink your water, stay cool. Please take this into advisement.
Oh my God, stay inside.
That's
just
hot,
stay
hot.
Inside.
I mean, that's hot.
How hot is it, Robin?
Is that hot? You know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
Oh my God. Oh, hell.
Yeah, more heat.
Actual hell.
What's going on with you, Dustin? Make us feel better.
No, more heat.
What do you mean?
You have to turn off your fans in your house.
Why?
Because if you have the fan on, it's turning your house into a convection oven. It's so hot.
Yeah. The wind will go over your skin and make you evaporate your sweat, and then that sweat will accumulate with the already humid air, and it's just going to amplify your
boom. Take it away, Bill Nye over there. Yeah.
What do you think it smells like? Hot dogs?
Hot dogs.
Oh, wait, Chris, you actually know the answer to that. Nope, never mind. I don't understand how you can GPS, like, everything on Earth, mm-hmm. right? You can GPS things that you get from Postmates, but you never seem to be able to do that with pizza. It's like it comes out of the oven. They do that tracker thing. Comes out of the oven, and then it's just magically at your house. Well, now mm-hmm. Domino's, by the end of the year, is going to be able to GPS track your pizza, so you'll know exactly where it is.
Interesting.
Who cares that much?
Me.
No. Karen.
And Karen. Me and Karen. Stacey, what's up?
Have you ever been so desperate to get drunk that you drink rubbing alcohol?
I think you were last night, but go ahead.
Yes, but there is a place in West Virginia that wasp spray is now being used in an alternative form for meth.
What?
A potentially deadly substance already tied to 3 overdoses last week.
You're a monster.
You're not supposed to laugh at that.
Go ahead. There are retailers in Boone County that have sold 30 cans of insect killer since last Friday. Everybody. Hey, you got any meth? No, but I got that wasp spray, yo.
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Chris, you said that it's going to be really hot, but people just need to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Good.
That's it.
So I think, you know, water, then maybe a beer.
Yeah. Maybe a Coke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't drink. I apologize for that.
Oh, no problem.
So we have a show coming up on Friday.
We sure do.
At KC Live, it's the Coors Light Block Party with Joy Wave.
8 p.m.
Good for you.
See, I learned things, Stacey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I quizzed her before it went on, and she knew
gave
it.
That
she knew
information. It. She knew all of it. Everybody needs to back off Stacey Moody right now. Okay, the poor girl is hungover.
Yeah, I'm no longer drunk. It's hungover.
I hate when that hits you and you're awake.
This sucks. Dude, this really sucks. So I'm sitting over here struggling.
You were all goofy this morning, and now you're just getting like all angry.
Now I'm, you know, and just, I just want to go to sleep.
Hey, wait, you've got to read about your wedding again for Mortified at 7:30.
Oh, great.
We have two hours.
Prep
left.
For that. Prep yep, for that, ready, my friend. And first caller to call in 576-7965 scores a pair of tickets to our block party with Joy Wave on Friday.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and friends.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You going to stay out of the heat today?
Yeah, I'm in an office, so I should be all right.
Okay, good. Maybe do a little bit of extra work just so you don't have to go out in it.
All right.
Oh, dude, what's your name? You want to go to Joy Wave?
Sure. Cool. Right. That sounds great. John.
Date of birth, please, John.
1071. Old as dirt.
Oh, my God. Don't say that, man. Don't say that about 71. Chris is the old lady that he drives around. Miss B was born in what?
1926.
See, that's old as dirt, John.
That's right.
And she'll probably be at Joy Wave, too.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and friends.
Stacey Moody, thank you for being born. Thank you, Mrs. Moody.
Mama Moody.
Thank you, Mama Moody. Because
God, why?
I am so glad that somebody one day stole that colon and brought us together.
Man, you have no idea.
That is the story. We met on Twitter.
Social media.
Dustin and I met on social media.
Yeah, Gen Z. Whoop whoop.
Chris and I kind of met by the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I met because one person in the Kansas City metro area rings decided to steal a colon.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best things that happened to me.
It was you. The best thing to happen to me ever. God. Ever.
So you want to come clean?
I was that smart to think to do that.
Okay. It really happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One day we'll do a documentary with HBO about it.
Ooh, okay.
That's my dream.
And then some group of people on a radio show in the morning will talk about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like Inception.
And you're not going to get to say your side at all.
Nah.
Right.
Well, I mean, what is there?
The Commonwealth versus the stolen colon. Anyway.
The colon.
The people versus Stacey.
The people versus the colon.
Whoever stole that colon.
God, seriously. If you did it or you know who did it, I just want to shake your hand. For real.
Isn't there 7 years? Don't you have to wait 7 years? I don't know. I could.
The statute of limitations?
I swear to God, I almost said statutory.
It's our girl, Stacey Moody.
Hell yeah.
That's our girl, Stacey Moody.
Hell yeah.
Last week, Stacey.
Yeah.
Mortified.
Mortified.
Basically,
that's about
that
right,
way.
Though.
Yeah.
Mortified.
Mortified. I'm getting to look. Vows! I'm dead!
There
oh my
are
God.
Vows in
I
there?
I found it.
Oh, crap.
So, last
crap
week.
On a cracker.
I have to thank you from the bottom of my broken heart.
Uh-huh.
Which is a Britney Spears song from her first album. From the bottom of my broken heart, that you brought this in for Mortified last week. It was something you had to write as a senior.
A senior, dude. I was way old to know better. Way old enough.
I don't know what class, but it was a project for a class.
Some, yeah, whatever class you have to plan your wedding in.
Right. We decided shop.
Yeah.
And
who needs finance? Like a finance class? No.
Isn't
I need
it's
you
marriage
to...
and family.
Ooh, your teacher's name was Miss Turner.
Unless it's still called.
Oh,
that.
Do you remember what
Oh, yeah.
That is?
I remember Miss Turner.
What class did she teach?
Turner?
I don't know.
Ugh, come on. Think about
like,
it.
Like, hey,
can
what's
you use
FCCLA?
Your thought process?
I think she was the FCCLA lady.
What is that?
The
Future...
Federal Communications Charter of Los Angeles?
No. Well, maybe. Like, Future Consumer...
Cultural Sciences?
Community... FCCLA. Leaders of America. Something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Well...
I just got a trip to St. Louis. That's all I know.
For doing this?
No. God, no. God, okay. No. Okay. I'm surprised I didn't get kicked out of school for doing that.
No, this seems pretty legit.
It's so stupid.
So...
Stacey, don't be afraid to show some feeling.
She had a lip tattoo.
Yeah, your name. Oh, yeah. Remember, he made $100,000 a year for his recording studio.
This highly successful recording studio where Say Anything records and we're all really, really good friends and hang out.
Yes. So, this was so good last week. And this book is... This project was. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Oh, my God, you've got the wedding details.
We've got material for the next 4 months.
Yes, the set list.
God.
For your wedding.
God. The DJ list?
No.
Or like the order of events?
Oh my God, you horrible human being. Bar is open, but guests must pay for drinks?
I'm cheap. We only make $100,000 a year.
And you don't work.
I absolutely, come on. Oh, my God. Trophy wife.
Okay, so we're going to go through this a little bit more for Mortified, because this is just something that, one else brought anything else in, because this needs to take the cake. We need to spend some time
literally
on this book.
Take the wedding cake.
Your senior year, you wrote out for class a wedding plan, and I cannot wait to get into this right after Shade.
At the Nevin J. More embarrassing. This is Mortified.
Yep. Bad old fingers. Screwed that up. Because I cannot stop laughing about this amazing book that you brought in. This is the epitome of Mortified. This is the epitome of what this whole radio bit is about. And I'm so thankful that you found it and that you shared it. I want a copy of this. Please. I want to put it in my bathroom so I can read it every single time.
Oh, Lord.
I am going for that Guinness World Record of 116 hours of sitting on the toilet, because this is epic. Stacey Moody, you had to plan a wedding.
I did, and that I did.
And this is really, really done up. Like, there's your ring, which is a beautiful sterling silver rock and roll star.
Oh, Jesus.
$9.99.
Yeah, I don't know why.
$9.99 is in, like,
$9.99.
That's okay.
His is like $6.
His is $6. It says, "I love you."
So
people at the bar have to pay for their drinks.
Yep, yep. Is the Beaumont Club still around?
No.
Wow. Well, that's where she wanted to have the wedding. I believe the date is March 17th, 2011.
God, it is on St. freaking Patrick's Day, of course.
Really?
Yep.
March 17th.
Yep.
Parents of the couple are, can't say the full names. And
they're not real.
Your mother's, what's your mom's role?
Oh, my mom's. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoever Travis's Mama parents Moody. Are.
Travis's parents are George and Summer Armstrong of Olathe.
Armstrong!
Wait, his name's Travis Armstrong?
It is Travis Armstrong. This is your pretend boyfriend that you had to, well, your pretend
husband.
Husband.
Did you wear his letter jacket in high school too?
No,
his class
he didn't.
Ring?
No, Travis didn't.
No. Well, here's the best part. We don't know, because what she read last week was kind of a little story
like
about
the,
Travis.
The preface,
yes,
if you will.
But you don't get into the details of how you met Travis. You didn't get into those last week.
Mm-mm.
But I found them. So now we're just going to go through. Christopher.
God darn it.
This is Mortified. I'm going to give you a little bit of a wedding music just to go underneath it.
I don't remember. I apologize to everyone in advance to whatever's about to be read.
I'm just really excited to hear.
Me too.
Yes, that whole thing.
All right, me.
He's getting some water.
Mm.
He's lubing up the old...
Mortified.
Oh, God.
Travis and I met at my... Hold on.
Let me start this over. Off to a great start, Chris.
Travis and I met at a show my brother's band was playing at.
Damn it.
He really liked my brother's music, and I talked to him after the set. I was standing there with him, and he introduced himself. He told my brother how much he really liked his band, and they talked for a good hour.
Do you think he got him signed to his record label?
That's what he was working on.
I bet.
I was with someone at the time,
and
we were leaving, so I went to tell my brother goodbye. I gave him a hug and a kiss, and we were on our way.
Why did I kiss my brother?
On the cheek.
Good.
I've never kissed my brother on the cheek.
Well, you do in this weird fantasy where you're marrying Travis Armstrong, where you become Stacy.
Stacy Armstrong. Oh, God.
A few days later, my brother called me up asking if I remembered the guy from the show. He told me that he said I was really attractive and he wanted my number.
But you're with somebody, right?
Apparently.
My brother didn't like my boyfriend at the time, so I told him I was free.
What a slut!
This is something you had to pass into a teacher.
What a cheating slut.
Travis called me the next night and told me about a show that sounded really exciting.
Oh my God!
The guy I was with didn't like the music I was into.
Of course.
His favorite band was Nickelback.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
I'm not. I am reading that his favorite band was Nickelback.
Ew.
Wait, you were dating somebody that liked Nickelback?
Well, this is clearly a fantasy because no.
Don't ask me how I put up with that.
Anyway.
So we went to the show and had a great time. We went for
me and Travis went to the show?
You wrote this!
So we went, that's all I have
here. Travis.
So we, Travis, went to the show. We went for an icy caramel from Panera Bread afterwards and sat there and talked for hours.
So specific. All while you technically still have a boyfriend.
Does he count if he likes Nickelback? Is he really a person?
He is. Everybody's a person, Stacey Moody.
Even Nickelback fans.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You bitch. Sorry, I just found out you're about to say that.
Asshole.
There it is.
Thank you.
There it is.
I'm so
the
proud
next
of you.
Few weeks, my boyfriend was being a complete jerk.
Okay, I just need to shut up because you're like, cut. Everything that I'm talking about is right in the next sentence.
We finally broke up.
Good.
Trav and I had stayed really close since the show. So when we broke up, me and Travis immediately got together. We've got more.
This is getting scandalous.
Is there really more?
Travis bought tickets to the Dropkick Murphy show that was coming up in a week or so. He knew I loved Dropkick, so he told me that he had something special planned for me.
Oh, here it is.
I just thought he got us backstage passes or something from work, so I didn't look too much into it.
From work.
Well, the night of the show... The night of the show, I noticed Trav getting really nervous. I asked him what the deal was, but he just kind of brushed it off. I was starting to get curious. Before heading to the show, we ate dinner and walked around the city for a little bit. We got to the venue, and Trav went to go talk to some people about my surprise. He came back, and the show had already started. So when he came and found me, and we watched the three bands that were on before Dropkick...
Why so specific?
We were having a great show... A great time, but all I could really think about was my surprise.
You selfish.
Hey, what's my gift?
I'm having a lot of fun with you guys, but like, where's my gift?
Dropkick finally came on stage and was amazing. Halfway through their set, they played my favorite song, Dirty Glass. I'm going crazy and singing along, and Travis just had the biggest smile on his face. After they finished that song, the lead singer started talking about how much fans mean to them and how much they appreciate them. He then said he was honored to be a part of what was about to happen.
Hold on a second. You know what?
What?
I think...
Oh, God.
I think we need to wait till next week to find out what this big surprise is, don't you? All right. Mortified continues next week with whatever Travis...
Travi Armstrong.
Oh, Travi Armstrong.
God!
Your fictitious high school husband was your surprise. We're doing this next week. We're going to continue next week this saga.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
That piqued Christopher's interest.
Mm-hmm.
The band is Electric Guest. The song is This Head I Hold. I hit the dumb button. The Buzz family doesn't know that I didn't know that. Piece of information.
We'll never know that.
Yeah. Speaking of,
for those of you, no, I'm kidding.
Damn, I forgot that I could do that. I don't have to look stupid in front of all of Kansas City and make it on the Reddit boards. Okay.
Oh, you're still gonna get on there.
So, Chris, how many times do you think you have watched our favorite movie, Titanic? If you could guess.
Well, the first year it came out, it was September 21st, 1998 or 97, I believe. The VHS came out.
Oh, the VHS.
Yeah. I watched that every other day. So, like, the first VHS one night, the second VHS the second night.
Oh, we'd split it up.
I probably did that for a solid 6 or 7 months, like, every single night.
Yeah.
So... dozens upon dozens upon dozens upon dozens.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably just shy of 1,000.
We're probably reaching the four digits, sure.
Yeah, I wish that I knew the Guinness World Record for that.
Oh, I bet we're up there.
I would be too.
I'll make a call.
I feel like I know everything about that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was made a while ago.
Yeah, I was into Titanic like a few years before the movie came out, as far as like the ship part, and mm-hmm. I was...
Same.
Interested in Robert Ballard when he actually went and downed Titanic back in 1986.
Nine.
Late 80s.
I swear it was 9.
I'll check on that.
I will too.
But I was
one of us
super
is wrong.
Into it. And then when the movie came out, I had a couple of Titanic video games. It was.
Why did you get a Titanic video game?
I had like 3 of them. They were amazing. If you haven't played Titanic Lost in Time yet.
Oh, I have played Titanic Lost in Time. Okay, sorry. Okay. Yep, good, I apologize.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
You guys should just watch it.
Son of a.
Was it 1986?
Well, it was 85.
85.
Wow. Way to go. Jeez.
Wait, man,
hey,
even,
hold on.
Even I knew that.
Don't dump that one, too.
Fine.
God,
anyway,
even I knew
you guys
that.
Just said no. All right, so. Well, I thought I knew everything about that movie.
Well,
I guess I don't.
Technically, that part wasn't in that movie.
That's true. But everything I know is now a lie.
Oh.
Hmm.
We have been fed some misinformation about the movie Titanic, and
what?
I will tell you what it is after this.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Yeah, there was an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, the person asked him about also fitting on the door. Yeah, he avoided the question. That's not what we're talking about. That's like yesterday's news.
I'm sorry.
I really thought that's where we were going with this.
No.
Who fit on the door? What?
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
At the end.
This part.
Winning that ticket, Rose, was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Okay. I immediately went.
Boy, God, shut up during the playing of the movie Titanic, please! Asshole!
Winning that ticket, Rose, was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you. And I'm thankful for that, Rose. I'm thankful. Winning that ticket.
Shut up, Stacey Moody!
We made it a while into this episode before I got told to shut up.
I think it's been a couple days.
Yeah.
A couple shows since I've been told you to shut up. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, that movie. It's just like, maybe not talk during that movie.
Yeah, I now know. I get it now.
I know what your voice sounds like. I know what's going to come out of your mouth.
You know what's going to happen in the movie.
Every time I watch that movie, I wish that it was a dream and this new version would
help. I hope that every time.
Where they survive. But then I was like, well, that's a boring story. They make it. Okay, so Stacey. Actually, this works with what I'm talking about. So at some point, someone got online and was like, when Rose is floating at the end of the movie mm-hmm. and Jack is hooked to her and can't get up on the thing, the door, people were like looking at it and saying that if she would have slid
over
her fat ass over, quote, this is Twitter, that he could have fit on there and survived too.
I get that. I get that. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said that for the first time, I went to when they were doing it in the car. And I was like, why was he fitting on the door? That was where I went. So that's why I was confused. Anyway, so you were saying?
I was saying, Chris, you'll like this. Guess what?
What?
It wasn't a door. She was not floating on a door.
Was it possibly the part of the staircase part of the front of it?
It was the top part of the first class lounge. A door. It's a door frame. Look at this. Somebody took a screenshot of her laying on it and then found it exactly what it is that she's laying on. So no, she's not laying on a door. She's laying on the top of a door frame.
I love that.
I'm sorry. Listen, we got to know. We got to keep it true.
Okay.
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 We're serious about Titanic around here.
I just got yelled at. I'm well aware.
Sorry.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends? Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, tell us what's up.
Just a reminder, Mr. Williams has got this about our heat advisory until Saturday, 8 p.m.
Is that hot? You know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
It's going to be so hot.
Not leaving my house.
But in other news, Elon Musk said robot surgeons will sew electrodes into human brains starting next year. We are literally in the, like,
the Jetsons' future. Like, in a couple of years, it's going to be crazy.
See, you haven't seen Black Mirror, have you?
No.
Because that would just be an easy reference right there. Black Mirror. That's all Black Mirror is about. You need to watch Black Mirror. I've got a local story. You know, everything is possible in America, right?
Absolutely.
If you have a passion, you can go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this local guy, his passion was to start an upscale shoe shop called Initial KC, and someone had to pee in his Cheerios, broke in and stole $40,000 worth of merchandise.
I'm pretty sure they came to our shop before. They know where, you know, they can find the stuff, what exactly they can grab. We got robbed from this time, and we have to pay it back to our consigners.
Initial KC starting a GoFundMe to help replenish the stock. I just wonder if they had those badass Betsy Ross Nikes. Shows. What's up, Dustin?
I've watched porn. We've all watched porn. I hope none of us have watched porn while driving.
No.
A semi-truck.
Oh.
No.
What? Yeah, he watched 12 consecutive videos while driving a semi-truck 70 miles an hour through a construction zone, killing someone.
Oh, man.
Dude's just trying to get his rocks off and, you know.
Oh, really? Because I feel like there's a semi-joke in there. A semi-joke in there that we'll just let the Buzz family put together. Oh, that's horrible. Stacey.
A guy in Florida caught his wife cheating on him and decided to cut the male's wiener off with some scissors.
Ooh. How do you get that close?
The guy who got the wiener cut off or severed, maybe he was so into it, he didn't see this guy coming with a pair of scissors.
You didn't read the rest of the news story, did you?
No.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
Bands are hitting us up. This is a legit radio show that has to do with music.
Awesome.
Yay!
Last week we got to see our buddies X Nations,
mm-hmm.
Bikini Trill.
Oh, they're all wonderful.
Then Kenny from Fitness just sent me their brand new song, which we'll play next week. They were the ones that played at Brew at the Zoo for
nice.
Us.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, the ex lead singer of Eve Six.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's who the lead singer of Fitness is.
Oh my God.
The emails keep coming in that people and bands want to give us some new music. So I'm so excited to.
That's
awesome.
That.
It's because it works so well here in Kansas City. Some cities don't want to hear anything new, but Kansas City has been great about that. Last week, we got to see two of, in my opinion, my three favorite new bands that I got to know about working here at The Buzz. And we still haven't seen Lucy Daydream yet. The band from Colorado have that great spacey sound to their music. Well, we've been really lucky that they gave us their new single that comes out on Friday. It's a cover. They gave it to us to play tomorrow to premiere. And Chris, I had you put together just so that people could kind of guess just by this little clip what the song is a cover of. Now, this is the original that you've, what do you want to call this?
My little cut up.
Chris's
cut up.
You've manipulated it?
Yeah. See when you hear somebody else talking?
Right?
It's out there.
That is so loud.
That person's got a loud voice that can be heard through a door that no
a
one can.
A door and headphones.
Yeah, for real.
Somebody's getting fired.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's not us. So, Chris, you manipulated this to make it sound like what?
I don't know if I made this really easy or really hard.
We'll find out. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you know what that is?
Yeah.
Not a clue.
No.
Wait, really? I'll play it one more time. Stacey, headphones off.
Yeah.
So that's the original song that Lucy Daydream gave us a cover.
Honestly,
that they're
better.
Doing. Honey, the Lucy Daydream?
Well, what you just played was better than the original. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's
we
a
all know
classic
how we
song.
Feel about the song.
You know what song it is?
Yeah. I figured it out.
Really?
My hatred runs deep for this song enough that I know.
Damn. Well, I hope you like Lucy Daydream's version of
it. I hope so.
Lucy Daydream, pretty cool covers. They did a cover of Maps by the Yeah. It's so good. I'm going to play it right now. And tomorrow we'll premiere their new song.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
That's Lucy Daydream with their cover of Maps, the last song that we played for them. They're a band from Colorado. What were you going to say, Stacey Moody?
That I feel like an asshole. Because when you did the mashup, I thought it was Maps.
It is not.
Because I wasn't really listening because I thought because I knew we were playing that song. I thought you were doing. Anyway, it wasn't. I'm awesome. And I don't hate The Cure. Did I just ruin something? Did I just ruin it?
Where's her mic? What number is it for?
Four. Just turn it off. Off. Just pot it down for right now.
Well, okay.
We'll be.
That's great. Stacey Moody just ruining presents left and right. Lucy Daydream, they're releasing a single tomorrow that's a cover of a song, a classic song. So I had Chris time and effort to crush up and mash up this song into this little bit right here. And you just gave it away. That it's obviously The Cure.
But what song?
Oh, your mic's off.
Still off, Stacey.
You're an idiot.
Oh, my God. Coming up in 4 minutes, we'll talk about things that you think are worth stuff when you bring them to a pawn shop, but they're actually not.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
Sometimes you hit a place where you got to get rid of some of your stuff to pay the bills. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. See you, Stacey.
You're not going to get a lot of money from me. You're not.
Ooh.
You might as well just donate me to Goodwill. It's not worth the effort.
No, you are priceless to me. Aww. You are priceless to me. Again, just like Jack said, the minute that someone stole that colon, that was what brought me to you. It was the best thing that happened.
Best thing. Happened to all of us, really.
It did.
You're welcome.
Well, we gotta pay the bills.
That's right.
Gotta pay the bills.
When you think that she's got you, that she's changed, there's that. Nope. She comes with the left and the right.
That's right.
She will take your heart and gather them up, not to hug you, but to just hurt you a little more.
Are these the lyrics to Maneater right now? What are we doing?
The Maneater.
Okay.
Pawning
thing. So pawning.
That's where I was trying to go to.
Yep.
You know, have you ever had to do that before? Mm-mm. I have. Yes. You haven't? Nice.
No.
Proud of you. Yeah, I have.
Neither of you have ever had to take your belonging that you don't want to get rid of, bring it in to a pawn shop, have somebody look at it, tell you that it's worth nowhere near what you paid for it and what you want, sign some piece of paper, and walk out with
$15.
$15.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty close, honestly.
I've
watched Pawn Stars.
Oh, it's a really, really, it's a invasive feeling. Mm. It sucks, but you know, sometimes you get there. Jesus, mm-hmm. Sounds like all of my 20s. So, but
every single one of them?
Every single one of them. Never could make more than $7 an hour. I don't know.
20-aught to 29.
Wow, I'm depressed now. So, BuzzFeed put together, they talked to a bunch of people that work at pawn shops and asked them, what are items that people bring in that they think are valuable but actually aren't?
Well, that's everything that someone owns. Everyone thinks that their stuff's worth so much more than it actually is.
Right, but there are some things on this list that surprised me a little bit.
Okay.
First off is Swarovski. How do you say that?
Swarovski.
Thank you. I've never had those because I've never been that rich.
Right.
But those crystals, apparently people don't seem to understand that they're glass and not a gem.
They're not worth anything but like $4 each.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They look pretty.
They do look pretty.
What?
Number two.
Oh, sorry. Used laptops.
I get that.
Nobody wants your used laptop. It's probably old. It's got you-know-what on it. Probably got you-know-what on it. So just avoid it.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Nothing sucks more than when you bring something in that you paid $400, $500 for, and they're like, $75. Televisions. A ton of people bring in their TVs that think that they're going to get over $100.
I love number four. State quarters. You guys ever do that when you were growing up? Like you collected the state quarters?
I've got all 50 state quarters.
Okay. Why would do you actually think that's worth anything though?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't think it's worth anything, but I love the state, right. So I love the quarters. That's the only reason why I have it.
Right.
But it's not worth, I mean, it'll be worth something in a couple hundred years, but that won't benefit me.
They've got guitars on there.
That's what I pawned.
Yeah.
Was my guitar. And you walk in and you paid $400 and some odd for a guitar and you're like, here you go. And like, we'll give you $50.
Yeah. It's never over $100.
Whoa.
And then they turn around and sell it for $400.
Yeah. I sold my my trumpet for my ska band.
So sad.
Aww. I think it was like $400 and it was $75. That's why every time I keep bringing it back to how much something is.
So quick question. $75. So let's say you bought that for $400 and they gave you, let's just say $100 to make it nice. And you've got a set amount of days to pay that
$100 back to get your trumpet back, and then they keep it, or then they sell it, or what?
They sell it.
Yeah. If you don't pay it.
They'll put it up. They put it in like basically a back room, mm-hmm. and you have a ticket, and when you bring the ticket back, then you pay. They go, okay, here you go. Here's your thing back.
With interest.
Right.
So you got to pay like $110 back, basically.
No, it's probably like $180.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Some serious interest. And if you don't, then they throw it on the shelf with a price tag on it.
I have never pawned something and then bought it back.
No, I always sell my stuff to pawn shops.
Yeah.
I never pawned anything.
Yeah. Another thing on this list, books. Oh. People thinking that books are
worth
a lot.
They're not worth anything.
They really aren't. Like, you go to enough estate sales.
Yeah. I mean, the people that charge $4 for a book, it's like, come on, put 50 cents on this.
Right. Unless you've got an autographed copy of the Bible.
Ooh.
I've got a...
What? Why?
I've got one.
A first edition of an autobiography of Benjamin Franklin from the 1800s. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got it free from an estate sale.
What? Wow. Did you steal it?
No, I didn't steal it. Okay. I promise.
Okay.
It was in a bunch of other books, and I found it. I'm like, look at this.
You didn't tell them what it was?
No.
Okay.
No, I just kind of slipped that in there. Like, don't mind this book.
I did that with the December 7th, 1941 edition of the Honolulu Star.
Dump that.
Look, we just keep hitting the button. I don't know. My brain isn't working over it. Anyway. Yeah, I put it in with a bunch of other newspapers so that they wouldn't notice. But don't worry. It was a copy.
Okay.
I didn't find that out until later. Beanie Babies on this list.
Oh don't God. Get me started on those.
The Princess Diana bear.
Hey, my mom collects them.
Oh, yeah, my mom
this
did
is
too.
This is a story for a different day. I should bring them in for you guys.
Yes.
We have the full collection of Beanie Babies and Beanie Buddies.
So that was your inheritance.
That was my mom's plan. Yes, absolutely. My mom's theory was you're going to inherit all the money we make from these Beanie Babies.
Well.
And then the Beanie Baby stock market crashed.
Well.
Wow.
Well, how about those China sets that your grandma has?
That's just, that's just sad.
I know. They're beautiful. And you see them at thrift stores for like $19.99 for the 75-piece set.
Right. And think about how many family meals and family stories that were told around those China
sets. All those family arguments and fights.
I thought you weren't supposed to use the fine china. I thought that was only for display only.
Maybe that's what your grandmother said, but we were allowed to eat off of those.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody should go to a thrift store and buy some fine china and use it for everyday use and just be bougie as hell. Go get the fanciest china from a thrift store and make it your everyday.
So you can just be your true
badass
self.
It will change your morning if you versus a tiny little... A tiny little cheap little bowl that has no nothing and its quality is crap. You go get some nice fine china and it's fancy and it'll just brighten your morning.
What
just...
the hell do you eat your Cheerios? Do you eat your Cheerios out of like a gold
I eat mine
chalice
out of a plastic
in the
bowl.
Morning?
Yeah, right. A Venetian stand, yeah.
Wow. That's how you have your breakfast.
Yeah.
I can totally picture that.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Life goes on for a while.
It does. That song was 45 minutes long.
Oh, no, I meant like just I'm getting existential. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You wasted life. Why wouldn't you waste death? Oh, man, that's just a long time. Oh, no, I'm going to have a panic attack. Okay, back to what we were talking about. Sorry. Not the kind of things that I like to think about when...
At 9 in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's 8:53 today? Today seems kind of long. Just so you know,
yeah.
Stacey Booty.
Dude, today is... Why
I'm
is
going to play
it,
laser tag after this.
Fun.
You going to get a beer with me after,
when
Stacey?
When I'm having a good time, it goes by like that. When I am dying, it is the longest 3 hours in the world.
She was still drunk when she came
We saw the effect. We saw her come in drunk, and around 7:15... The hangover started to kick in. We got to see the full thing.
This is not fun. I am never doing this again. I'm not. No.
Okay.
Sorry. Are you going to renounce drinking?
Oh, no. I meant I'm not going to. God, no.
Right.
I'm not going to go out and drink and then get less than 2 hours of sleep and then come in and.
Sure.
Go from drunk to sober to hungover.
Okay, guys. How long? 1 week?
Oh, F you guys.
So she drinks again?
Yeah. Yeah.
13 hours.
Until she comes in. Well, no,
tonight.
Until she comes in drunk and hungover the next morning.
Next Tuesday.
We can put bets on.
What's your social calendar for the next week?
This weekend, it might happen.
Okay. Tuesday, you come in drunk?
How about we bet on it if I come in drunk? $1,000.
Is there a what? Concert Monday
Where
night
did you
or
get
something
all this
going
money?
On Monday night?
No, I don't think Monday night. No. Not
then I'm not taking that bet.
All right. I said a week, so Wednesday. I call Wednesday.
Okay, cool. All right. We'll see.
Even though you said that you wouldn't do this again.
This sucks.
Never ever.
Dude.
I'm used to like going to work at like 9, not 5:30. So
I have never ever. Chris and I are here. I have never seen you walk through that door at 5:30.
That one day I took over, I was here at 5:30.
She was.
Oh, she was worried.
Yeah. She had already loaded things into the system. It was crazy.
Don't be a dick. God.
Don't be an asshole.
That's the word.
Now I'm scared.
It still makes me nervous.
I know, me too.
Laszlo said this is a rated R show and we can say asshole. Asshole. I'm going to get used to it. Tomorrow's show is going to be great. You guys are going to be here.
Yeah,
hey,
what are we doing tomorrow?
What are we doing?
So it's Throwback Thursday.
Yep.
I was hoping that everyone could bring in like an old alt song that people forgot about that's still badass.
An old alt song that they forgot about.
That this most people have forgot about. Somewhere sitting somewhere. A great song that just doesn't
deer
get
hunter?
Enough love. Well, we're going to hear one Deer Hunter song and
good songs.
Oh.
Also, we're going to premiere the new Lucy Daydream song that they gave us, the cover that Lucy over here, Stacey over here, ruined earlier in the show by telling everybody what it was.
I didn't say what song.
That's true. That's true.
So I have something.
And we're going to have a representative come in from Ride KC tomorrow to talk about the new Ride KC scooters, which I think are the best out of all of them.
I've yet to ride one. Can the Ride KC person bring in one so we can all ride it?
I will
or
send
ride
an
them.
Email.
I want or ride four. One. The scooters. The scoots.
All right. That's all happening tomorrow on Jordan Silver. Do you remember how we started the show? Can we do it again?
Oh.
Oh, bad.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.